Hey guys, my name is Casey.
And I'm Daniel.
And we're a married couple who recently started a true crime podcast called Dancy True Crime. That's D-A-N-S-I, True Crime.
I enjoy myself some true crime, so we hope you do too. Come on over and check us out.
We can't wait to see you guys there.
We take turns on who tells the story every week. Our episodes are posted every Monday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time.
To subscribe or follow, check us out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and Stitcher.
Oh, don't worry, guys. We have a couple other places here. We are also available on Facebook, TikTok, and the Instagram.
Our podcast is for mature audiences only. See you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow our Facebook page, join our group. It is Dancy True Crime. That is D-A-N-S-I, True Crime. And also, you can hear us on Anchor or Spotify. Please rate us and subscribe or follow and share our episodes. Message us on Facebook. Let us know what you think, what we could change, what we could do better. Do you have anything you want to add, babe?
No, I think you did it. You said it just perfect, so.
All right. Well, we hope you guys have a fantastic week and that you enjoy today's episode.
We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye. Hey guys, Casey here. I just wanted to remind you that if you want to see our research links or photos that we have, they will be posted on our Facebook page. They are posted at the same time as our podcast on Anchor and Spotify. That is every Monday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we hope to see you guys there. Warning, the following is intended for mature audiences only. Viewer discretion is advised. What's up, Dancy fam? My name's Casey.
I'm Daniel.
And you're listening to Dancy True Crime. And today we're doing like a little bonus episode off of our second episode we ever did.
Chester Uyghur.
For Chester Uyghur at the Starved Rock Murders. So Daniel and I actually went out there, what was it, last weekend?
Convicted in 61. So, and it was one of the coldest winters on record there in LaSalle County.
Wasn't it in like 50 years or something like that?
He was locked up for 60 years.
No, I'm saying the coldest winter in like 50 years. Or am I just mixing that with another case?
Yeah, because this one, you're fine.
Anyway.
Because like we said, it's been a little while, but yeah, it was one of the coldest winters for the area at that time. Mr. Uyghur, early 20s, had a couple kids, married. He had worked in the lodge, in the kitchen, as a dish handler, and his family, his mom also worked there. And one day there was three gals that had come down from the Chicago area, kind of on the fly, wanted to do just a little ladies' day. And so they do their check-in on Sunday afternoon, get all settled in, and then they're like, all right, well, hey, we're going to go ahead and go hiking after lunch. They go to the lunch hall, I do believe it was around noon, and by like 12:30, 1-ish, give or take, they decide they're going to go ahead and head for a hike, and they're going to make their way towards the St. Louis Canyon. Now, Chester, after he's done with his shift for the morning or whatever, he's taking his break, he's going to head on down, and he's kind of following the ladies. And how it kind of starts off is that it's a botched robbery. He tries to steal a purse, which, in all honesty, it was a pair of binoculars, because the three ladies, one of the ladies ended up having a pair of binoculars and a camera. So he's like, all right, I'm just going to try to rob him. Tries to grab the strap. Lo and behold, no, it's not a purse. And they're like, okay, well, it's just kind of a mix up, you know, let's go our ways. He apologizes, da 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 da. But then one of the ladies is like, no, I don't like this type thing. She attacks him. Supposedly, so he goes after her, ends up killing her on accident. And then he's like, well, crap, now I got to off the other two. So he carries the bodies up into a little cave there in the St. Louis Canyon, ties them up, sexually assaults them, lays them out. It takes 3 days before they're basically found. Because
yeah, with it being that cold, not many people are out hiking, especially with the terrain that's out there. It's really hard,
right? And especially back then.
Yeah, I mean, I know now that there is a lot of more steps and a lot, like, they built new steps out there,
right?
Which, how they got those steps out there, I don't even want to know.
Yeah, like we were talking, that was very interesting to know.
Yeah, we were talking about that when we were out there. There's so many stairs out there,
right?
We went the way that it is now on our way there, and then we went the way that it was back then on the way back.
Right. But for this case, though, yes, Chester Uyghur was wrongfully accused. There was no evidence showing that he had done the murders. The ladies weren't even sexually assaulted. It was staged. Rumor has it that there had been at least 5 guys, potentially a mob hit.
Right. And not only that, but you can, if you go to the end of the canyon, you can see the highway to do what he did. Okay.
And see, that's why we're talking. I don't for sure know how long of a break he would have had in between the lunch shift and the dinner shift.
That's generally an hour to an hour and a half.
Right. And it's now,
but in order to do what he supposedly did, he just simply did not have enough time.
Because for us, and we had one of your daughters, it took us what? You said 37 minutes?
It was 37 minutes. From the back of the building where he worked.
Especially back then with all that snow.
Right. You also got to think there was snow. There was ice. You know.
It's cold. You probably take a few cold. Breaks.
You're not, you know, when it's cold, you people tend to walk slower. So, you know, but that's 37 minutes. Now, it only took about 27 to 30 minutes to get back on the way that
right, because
he would have gone. You got to think. So, say he went the 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back. That's an hour right there.
Right.
There's just not enough time for him to have murdered these women, drugged them all the way to the bottom of the canyon.
Right.
Stage them.
Exactly.
Undress them.
Right.
Clean himself up.
Yes.
And get back.
Right.
There just wasn't enough time. It was not possible.
I don't see how it would have
been
possible.
And the fact that he spent 60 years in prison with literally zero evidence against him is bullshit.
Yeah. And I know there's been, I do believe, even more new evidence since we recorded this back in December. Some of the new evidence was there was some new DNA. I do believe there was some threads. And even since then, there could be more. I haven't done a full follow-up, but his lawyer, he's got a 14-part podcast on this, and he may have done a few more follow-ups. He's done interviews with Chester himself. But for this gentleman to spend 60 years of his life...
And he was just getting started with his life. He was,
right.
What, 21, 22
yes.
when this happened? And
barely got to see his kids. He ended up...
He spent 60 years in prison for something that he clearly did not commit.
Right. So we definitely, we need that justice for Chester. And, you know, for him to get out. And I don't know what he's up to these days. I know he had been staying with his sister.
And he's laying low. I know that. And I would too. I mean...
But, you know, he's still just trying to live his life for what short amount of life. Hopefully he still has a good, you know, 10 plus years because I know he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
But still, though, Chester, if you ever get a chance, hopefully you get to hear this. We're behind you, man. We strongly
and
feel
we
too.
We have been since we originally recorded it
yes.
back in December.
Because of all like the evidence.
Right. We have always been on your side on this and we really, really, truly hope that you are able to be at peace at this point in your life.
I know it's got to be hard just with everything that had happened to you and nobody, literally nobody should have to ever go through that. If there's anything that we could do, you know, to help get the word out more and try to just with the wrongfully accused, you know, I would be more than happy to advocate in any kind of way.
Yeah. And if you guys want to see photos of the area that the ladies were found, not only will I post pictures on our Facebook page of the news article where it shows exactly where they were found, I have pictures of the inside of that
little area,
little crevice that he supposedly put these women. And it's funny because my daughter was standing up
and she couldn't even put her arms straight up in it. And I mean, if I remember correctly, this guy was really tall.
Yeah. And then there's... And
so he would have had to been hunched over the entire time. There's no way, because like I said, I was hunched over and I'm only 5'3".
Right. And then there's also the documentary on HBO that they can go and watch as well.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm just saying, this dude was innocent. And we just wanted to give you guys kind of a recap and let you guys know, hey, we went there.
So a few of the eyewitnesses, you're seeing strings and just... It could not take one person to drag these ladies to where they were. Five men.
And not in that little bit of time that he had.
Right.
It's not possible.
No.
So it had to have been some...
An inside job of some sort.
Right. And it could have been, like you said, maybe it was one of the husbands and he was going after his wife. And then he had, because she was with their friends, he had to get all three of them. Or he had, or one of the husbands could have hired somebody and... Again, he got one, so he had to get all three.
And it's just speculation. We don't know. We don't have...
Right. We were not there, obviously. We weren't even born yet. But strongly believe that Chester Weaker is and always has been innocent. And we just wanted to come on here and let you guys know that.
Yeah. And those officers that had put him away, how dare you? You didn't do your job.
They didn't even try to do your job.
And I know back then, forensics... wasn't even really a thing, but still, you weren't even adding up the pieces, and yet the pieces that were
there...
They
just wanted somebody to pin it on and to get it done and over with.
The state or the county was in a hurry, and because of that, Starved Rock had lost some business. People were afraid to go down there.
And honestly, they still should have been afraid because you guys got the wrong person.
Right.
I mean, luckily, nobody else got hurt that I'm aware of, but the fact that you guys... just wanted to
sweep
put somebody in prison for the murders, which I do understand, but they should have at least made sure that it was the right person.
I'm just that glad they didn't give him the death penalty.
Right. Because I'm glad that he's able to be out and be free now. And
yes.
I really pray that he is able to be happy and enjoy what little bit of time he has left.
Yes. Because I don't remember if his kids are still around. I know... he's spending time with his sister, so Chester, just enjoy that time with the family as much as you can.
This is just a little mini bonus episode for Chester. We wanted you to know that we believe you. We know you're innocent, and we wanted to make sure that other people knew that you are innocent, because we don't believe that you should continue to be blamed for this. And we want you to know that we stand behind you
all the way. And because of you, I didn't know about this case prior. Growing up, I used to go to Starved Rock a lot, but now even hearing your case, it makes me want to go out there even more to do some small investigating, just even still, because
we're going out there again next weekend, actually.
Right. So, I mean, we could try it again, just look in certain areas, be like, okay, could it happen this way? Could it happen that way?
And one thing we can do also is we have a camera now.
Yeah.
We can take our camera and be like, look.
Try to do some footage from here and there and, you know, zoom in on where the highway is. And
I mean, it would have been a little terrain to get there as well for that, but they had all the time in the world.
Right. Because nobody was really out there.
Nobody knew they were even there, whoever it was.
Exactly.
And if you are the person who did these murders and you are somehow listening to this right now, screw you.
Shame on you. That's just...
Shame on you for letting an innocent man go to prison for 60 years for something you did. And I hope that karma got your ass, and I hope that you suffered your whole fucking life. I know we don't usually talk the way that we are right now, but this case pissed me off.
Yes. Especially with it being my very first case.
Yeah.
It hit home with it just being a couple hours away. Young man. Just a kid, almost.
Yeah.
So
I mean, to us, he pretty much was a kid.
Right.
I mean, we're only in our 30s. And I mean, he spent 60 years in prison for something he didn't do. And he will be spending less time out of prison, like, including his childhood, for something that he didn't even freaking do.
Right. And I don't know.
All he was trying to do was make a living for himself and...
for his family.
Be a family man and be a father. And you guys ripped that away from him.
Yeah, that's not fair to him by no means of the matter.
But yeah, we just wanted to come in here and let y'all know how long it took us to get there. And, you know, kind of our own little bit of evidence that we thought that was kind of useful to the case. So,
and if you guys are interested, you know, there's plenty of resources out there on Facebook, YouTube, just type in Chester Weir. You can find the lawyer's name. You can find his podcast.
And that's also on our Facebook page too.
Yes.
On the original. And we will find that and make sure we put it on this one too.
Sounds good.
That's all we wanted to do today was come on here and talk about Chester Weir. And
so we're hoping to have this out either later tonight or tomorrow. Either
it'll be out later tonight.
Okay, so today's Sunday for us. So. Yep,
so it's Sunday, and Sunday, May 7th, that's when you should be able to listen to this.
Awesome.
All right. Well, again, my name is Casey.
And I'm Daniel.
And you have listened to a bonus episode on Dancy True Crime.
Bye. Hey, guys. Casey here. I just wanted to remind you that if you want to see our research links or photos that we have, they will be posted on our Facebook page. They are posted at the same time as our podcast on Anchor and Spotify. That is every Monday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we hope to see you guys there.